And I'm with Helen Patton,
yes,
the granddaughter of yes. General Patton, who's here presenting a book called Victory.
Yes, it's Victory. It was written in honor of the 70th anniversary, and there are very few copies left. So
it's certainly very popular this afternoon.
It is. We took the opportunity to see if people wanted to, you know, have this as their memory. And it takes us through the entire Bois de la Liberté from my grandfather's first beginnings all the way to, you know, unfortunately, the camps. There's some very nice artistic compilations of drawings, sketches, and original photographs. It's very, very swiftly done. And
you're responsible for the preface, I understand.
I did the preface, and it was quite a lot of consideration because I was asked to really kind of introduce this book. So that meant a lot to me because, I mean, I'll just read to you. I say, liberty consciousness still calls out the best of us. It is a consciousness lived not only by a general in spurs who rode in an open Jeep on the front lines or by the soldiers taken beyond themselves into their larger mission, but this roadmap now belongs to us to be prolonged in their name. So that's part of the preface, but that's really from the heart, and also to shed light on the fact that this Liberty Road had a more, less of a straight trajectory after it was completed, because in many ways, as I point out, we sped to the finish. My grandfather would have probably put it differently, but and maybe we needed to perhaps take more time in considering how the world was going to be divided up after the victories were in hand. Did I say that diplomatically? I did not use the R word.
Did you know your grandfather?
No, he died in 1945, and I was born in 1962.
But your family talks about him.
Yes, and I feel as though I know him, and I'm really pleased to be here in Saint-Michel-en-Grève, commemorating where the supply lines were coming in.
Because he was responsible, wasn't he?
He wasn't actually here, but he was very much aware of what was going on. I think he wished that he could have divided himself in pieces and been everywhere at once. But this was certainly probably foremost on his mind was his supplies. And he was also known to send the Red Ball Express out for looking more gas and holding other vehicles up and hostage, stealing others' gas and supplies in order to get his army rolling as quickly as possible.
My knowledge of General Patton is having watched a film with
George C. Scott. Yeah.
How close do you think that picture is of him?
Actually, very close. Mr. Scott made sure of that. He wrote a very important letter, though, after the film was made, saying that he had so much more he wanted to say about my grandfather. So we're working on that right now. We're developing a mini series based on my grandfather's entire life. You know, but that movie launched a lot of people's interests, and George C. Scott also saved the film because he insisted on accuracy. It's very well done. It's stylistically interesting at the beginning, you know, with him standing in front of the flag. But that speech was pretty much as it was spoken.
Can I ask you about yourself? You're a French speaker. Do you live in France?
I have a pied-à-terre in Reims. I'm originally from America. I've spent a lot of time in England. I studied acting at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. So I've got a lot of friends there and a lot of good feeling for your country.
There's a queue of people wanting
dedication. Oh, well, we better get going now. Okay,
well, Helen Patton, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.